Around the office, Glenn Fink is known as the Ant Daddy.
My specialty is in cybersecurity and visualization, and I'm the guy who came up with the idea of applying the designs of ants to computer security.
Digital attacks have been a sore subject at the Pacific Northwest National Lab lately. In early July, someone launched a cyber attack against the Federal Research Center in Southeast Washington. The huge lab, known for its expertise in cybersecurity, suddenly had to shut down its email, internet, and other research systems for a week. Long before that incident, Glenn Fink was shopping around for a new nature-based model to fight cyber attacks. Bees, termites, slime mold. Nothing quite fit until...
Ants can find the shortest path to food, even when the food changes its location, or they put an obstruction in the way. And that kind of resilience was what we were looking for. And so when we saw that, we said, it's got to be ants.
Here's how they work. Digital ants are little programs that Fink sets loose in a computer network. Their job is to wander around and look for things that look suspicious, like too many hits at night on one site, or a program that doesn't shut down when it's supposed to. That ant marks the problem. That attracts other ants. If they also think it's a problem, they mark it too, which attracts yet more ants. You get the idea. Eventually, the problem looks like a digital anthill, prompting a human to check it out. All in a matter of seconds. Fink says the beauty of this program is that the ants are not looking for a specific virus or problem. Rather, Fink says, the ants are looking for symptoms of intruders, which are much harder to hide.
We're looking for outside indicators that just happen to indicate that there's something wrong. And it's kind of hard for people who are designing malicious programs to avoid these side effects, no matter what they are.
But both Fink and his colleague David McKinnon say ants aren't fail-proof. Someone could come and attack the ants themselves or take over the ants' brains. McKinnon studies ways to get the ants to protect huge online systems like the nation's power grid. He says just like real ants at a picnic, digital ones are hard to get rid of.
The colony is going to win. They're going to come in and, you know, take away the birthday cake or whatever you have at the picnic. Yeah, a few of the ants might be caught and squished on, you know, the tablecloth, but collectively they're going to manage to do their task.
So far, Fink says digital ants are still in the study phase.
We need to make digital ants and other systems more like natural systems so that they'll work with humans who are indeed a natural system themselves.
Copying nature like that is complicated. He thinks it will be at least 5 to 10 years before he can deploy his digital ants. I'm Anna King in Richland.